Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Phenomenally You, your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. Welcome, welcome again to the show this evening. It has been a minute, and I again am so happy to be back. I wish everyone well. I hope that everyone has been productive. I hope that everybody is busy walking in their greatness. And I am just happy this evening to have this great discussion about self-betrayal. Yes, I said it, self-betrayal. And usually when I start a show, I like to kind of give a background of where I get the topic from. So this evening, as I stated, the topic is self-betrayal. And I was listening to the Oprah, what is it, Soul Food Sunday. I was listening to that maybe about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I was listening to one of her podcasts. And this young lady was on, and unfortunately I cannot remember her name, but she was talking about the power of self-betrayal. And that got me to thinking, the power of self-betrayal. And, you know, we get really offended when people betray us. It rocks our world. When people betray us, we get our feelings hurt. You know, it really stops just the cycle of life sometimes. It stops our walk in greatness. And so sometimes, you know, we put so much on the betrayal from other people that we don't think about the betrayal that we subject our own selves to. And again, that is self-betrayal. So this evening, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the betrayal of self, or again, self-betrayal. But before I go into that, I want to talk about some of the current affairs that are going on today. One of the things is today is 9/11. You know, I cannot ignore that, but, you know, I was looking online at some things, and I thought to myself, what if I was one of these family members? What if I was one of these family members and I had to relive this thing every single year? Today is the 17th anniversary of 9/11. Yes, I did say 10 years, and every year we're still, you know, making this big thing about it. And I don't know if that's good or bad. When I was online looking it up, I saw where there was a museum. They are talking about you can book, you know, tours. And who really, you know, wants to continue to live through that when they've lost a loved one? So today, I just want to remember the victims of 9/11. I want to remember the people who stood together and worked together in order to help people who were victims of 9/11. You know, I just want to take the time to just say, you know, you are in my prayers, you know, and everyone is praying for you, because I know that it must be torturous to have to relive this every single year. It's bad enough that you have to think about it, but then you have to look on the news, you have to look at everything, and you have to see it. And sometimes we need to think about that. You know, sometimes it's just too much. Sometimes it's just too much. Another thing that's happening that we want to keep people in our prayers about is Hurricane Flora, which is about to hit the Carolinas and some other surrounding locations. And we want to also keep them in our prayers. We want to keep them in our prayers. We want to hope that they are safe, because, you know, we're sitting in California. Yes, we've had some wildfires. We want to keep all of them in our prayers, but we definitely want to send out positive energy. You know, we want to, again, pray for the people that they get through everything okay. The next thing I want to talk about is that we recently had a death of another pretty famous rap artist named Mac Miller. And I just want to emphasize how we have to continue to lead by example, people. We have to lead by example, because we cannot continue to lose people too early for stupid stuff. And again, it's going to get me back to this issue of self-betrayal, the things that we do to ourselves that stops us from walking in our greatness. And then something else that reminded me of tonight's topic is the U.S. Opens, and we all know that that was a controversial end. Serena Williams lost to Naomi Osaka. We saw everything that happened, but we also saw that Serena did not betray herself, and there probably were consequences involved, but she spoke up for herself regardless of the consequences, and that's what we need to do, and she led by example, because sometimes to make a change, there has to be a sacrifice. That sounded like the new Nike ad, right? I don't remember exactly what the words are, but you know what? It's the truth. Sometimes we have to sacrifice things in order to make a change, and we cannot betray ourselves. We have to be true to ourselves, and sometimes that's just not easy, and that's why I wanted to talk about this subject tonight of self-betrayal and how it affects our ability to be the best that we can be the best that we can be physically, be the best that we can be mentally, be the best that we can be spiritually. We have to talk about these things so that we're able to rise above them, so that we're able to see them and we're able to tackle them when we see them so that we can walk in our greatness. So this evening, I'm really excited too, because shortly I'm going to talk to a gentleman who's going to be having a show on eWater Radio. And it's really great because, you know, it's always wonderful to expand the family. I have my blood family. I have my sister circle. I even have work family. And I have eWater Radio family. And this evening I get to introduce one of them. So I'm really excited to do that. That's going to come up shortly. Again, you are listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDP. And this is Nicole, your host. So we're going to go into a commercial. And when we come back, I'm going to bring on this special guest so that he can introduce his show. He can tell us about his show. So let's go ahead and we're going to go on a commercial. When we come back, we're going to continue with my special guest and with the topic of betrayal of self.
If you want a new house, it's in the studio. If you want some new clothes, it's in the studio. All you got to do is work.
Music industry professionals, indie recording artists, songwriters, producers, managers, entrepreneurs, and the like. The Business of Music Conference, hosted by Music Industry Quarterly Magazine and Urban Network Digital, is returning to the Los Angeles area September 13th through 15th at the Westin Hotel, Los Angeles Airport. Meet and network with dozens of top music industry executives, A&Rs, DJs, music streaming curators, digital marketing and social media specialists, and more. And for you artists, there are numerous opportunities to perform your music in front of them. Come and enjoy the mini seminar sessions that will help you grow and develop as an industry pro. Early bird registration for all 3 days is only $100. For more information, visit us online at businessofmusicconference.com or hashtag Music Industry Quarterly and hashtag Urban Network Digital.
I don't know how am I going to do this, how am I going to do that. If we spent more time focusing on the why, the how will manifest itself. By all means, focus on your intention and it'll all manifest.
And we are back with Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and this is Nicole. And you are listening to your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And right now, I want to give an applause, and I want to introduce DJ Third Degree. Let's go ahead and give him an applause.
Nice.
Hey, DJ. This is Nicole. Can you hear me? Because you're live right now.
Nicole, I sure can. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you clearly, and I am so happy to talk to you. Now, I just want to let the listeners know, we have been talking back and forth via text message, so we haven't – did we speak yet? We spoke once, so we haven't really had a chance to have a long conversation, but I just want to welcome you to the eWater family. I am so happy to have you aboard, especially when it's music, because, you know, I love music. I believe that music connects us all. I believe that music is the one thing that we all for sure have in common. And, again, I just want to welcome you. I'm really excited. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going to be happening with your show.
Nicole, thank you very much for that introduction. I appreciate the applause to the fans. Thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure to be on your show, listening and just, you know, kind of getting myself caught up about what your show is all about. I love the positivity. I'm all about positive thought conversation. I dig what you got going on right here. So shout out to you. So let me tell you what I have going on. I'm really excited. Shout out to my man, Ed Waterford, for hooking this up for me here on eWater Radio. So I have two shows actually going on this week. They premiere tonight. Actually, we're going to kick it off with what I'm going to be doing on Mondays and Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to have the Hot for the Streets Drive Time Mix. So just me mixing hot tunes for an hour while people are getting themselves home on the West Coast and people are settling in on the East Coast and so forth. So we got that going on. That's that show happening again. That's going to premiere tonight. And then Fridays, I have at 7 p.m. Pacific time, that's 10 p.m. Eastern, a two-hour show. That's called the Coast to Coast Hip-Hop Show. And that's more like a standard radio show from the old days where they'd play some songs and then they'd tell you what they played. They'd back announce those songs to you and they tell you what's up, maybe talk about some events or some things that are going on and then play more music. And that's kind of the format of the Coast to Coast Hip-Hop Show.
And that is wonderful. I'm looking really forward to this. I'm looking really forward to this because I'm not a big TV watcher. I'm somebody who listens to like podcasts and radio and to music. So I am definitely going to support you. I encourage my listeners to support you. What else? Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from? Are you from LA or where are you from?
All right. So originally born in Philadelphia. Shout out to the world champion Super Bowl Philadelphia Eagles. had to get that in. I'm going to say that to so anybody that knows me and knows how much I love my Eagles. They know I got to shout that out all the time. I moved here back in 1978, been here in Los Angeles, here being Los Angeles, out in the San Fernando Valley. So really grew up here. My diverse group of friends and just the diverse amount of music that was happening at the time, and this goes back to the 80s, so grew up kind of like a rock kind of kid, you know, like Kiss and stuff like that. And then hip-hop came into my world about 1984. I had been DJing already for 2 years. I taught myself back in 1982 how to DJ. I was mixing more like new wave records back then, you know, Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, stuff like that. And
I remember those.
Yeah, right. A lot of cool, a lot of great music, Dead or Alive, all that stuff. So there was a lot of great music back then. But then when I heard Run DMC, and I really started exploring, but then about a year or so later, 2 years later, when Eric B. and Rakim dropped Paid in Full album, and of course Eric B. is for president, that just blew my mind, and it's been just my love ever since. And, you know, I'm in a couple of groups. Shout out to my fellas up in Seattle, the High Children. My man Nasty Ness and the High Children, so shout out to them. And then I'm in also a group called the Los Angeles Classics, the LAC. Shout out to my man Yums Jones. So yeah, so I've been doing the Coast to Coast since 1996, and it's just a pleasure to have it here on eWater Radio. I'm ready to get busy.
Oh, you know what? You are doing extremely big things. I am, you know, I don't even know you well, and I am really proud of you. And I just want to thank you from my aspect for putting that out there because, you know, I know it's a lot of hip hop going on, but you know, a lot of people don't understand about the roots. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand. My engineer here was just grinning. I'm sitting here grinning ear from ear because, you know, I came up in the 80s. That's where I come from. So I know. And I'm happy to say that I'm able to appreciate hip-hop for today, and I understand that appreciating hip-hop today does not negate the greatness of the hip-hop from when I was younger. You know, we wouldn't have today, no matter what people talk about, without the roots. So, you know, we are really looking forward to that. Now, do you have a Facebook page or an Instagram page or anything you want people to go and check out?
I have all of that. You can check out everything. First of all, I encourage everybody to go check out at The High Children, and that's on every platform. Anywhere you stream music, YouTube, your social media sites on Instagram and so forth. For me personally, I am The High Children _ DJ. There's also Classics _ LA for the LA Classics. DJ, the number 3, RD, Degree. So any of those things, follow it all. Have some fun with us. There's lots of content on every platform everywhere. And of course, on Facebook, it's DJ three, you know, the number 3RD degree. So you guys can check me out there.
Okay, everybody, you guys heard it directly from his mouth, DJ Third Degree. Go to his Facebook page, look him up. I'm going to tell you, I was talking about you, and my daughter showed me a picture of you. It took her like 2.3 seconds. So you were out there for sure, because she popped it,
indeed.
Put it right there in my face. I was like, who's that? She's like, that's DJ Third Degree. I was like, oh, well, excuse me. So let me tell you what, technology is real. But you guys heard it. You heard it directly from his mouth. Make sure that you support. Make sure that you support. I'm telling you, Ed Waterford is doing great things. He's given us a great platform. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on this evening. Anytime you want to come on, please just text me or give me a call. You are always welcomed, okay?
I appreciate that. Real quick, if you don't mind, if I have one more minute, I just want to just tell people something else that we're involved in, and this is all of my involvement with my music. This is translating into two nonprofits. One is the Clean Water Foundation, based out of Seattle. Leon McLaughlin, shout out to you. Brian Jones, Peter Murata, everybody working hard to bring water units to anywhere in the world. We're in over 30 countries doing really big things. Shout out to them. And then, of course, the organization of social media. It's a new organization, was the Jordan Strong Foundation. Now it's Social Media Awareness, SMS for short, is where we're at. So please follow me and help me help the world, all of our kids, and you know, lots of big things happening with the groups. And we appreciate you having us on here, Nicole, and I look forward to playing music for you guys. So you know, hang out here with Nicole. She's got some good positive stuff going on. I appreciate you having me.
You are more than welcome, and again, you're welcome anytime. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Thank you. I will post
all of the information he gave me in regard to where you can go ahead and follow him and support him. And again, let's all wish him a wonderful evening, a safe evening. And again, just thank you very much. Have a great night.
Nicole, thank you too. God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are on Phenomenally You, E-Water Radio, KEWRDB. And if you are just now tuning in, which I hope you are not, because you would have missed the wonderful DJ Third Degree, you are listening to me on, again, E-Water Radio, KEWRDB. And so we're going to get into this conversation of self-betrayal or betrayal of self. But let's go ahead, let's restart. I'm going to go into one more commercial. And then when we come back, let's get into this conversation.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back with Phenomenally You. This is Nicole, your host, and you are listening to this wonderful, wonderful, positive, empowering, and insightful program on E-Water Radio, KEWRDB. And let's get into this conversation of self-betrayal, or as I have written up here, betrayal of self, which sounded kind of funny to me. So, I mean, say it how you want to say it. Let's talk about it, because it's important to talk about. So the first thing I want to say is that, you know, we've all felt betrayal. We have all felt betrayal. Betrayal results in many times an eye-opening experience that may, you know, lead to these positive things. But in the end, nobody wants to be betrayed. No one wants to be betrayed. And you know how we react when someone wants to, you know, when someone betrays us. You know, it sucks. Let's face it. It doesn't feel good. It's hurtful. It pisses us off. It makes us angry. It messes up our mood. It messes up our day. Sometimes we can't sleep. Let me explain something to you. The power of betrayal is real. But then I wanted to go even deeper than just betrayal from other people. What about betrayal of self? Right? What about betrayal of self? So ask me the question, what do you mean, Nicole, betrayal of self? So that's what we're going to talk about this evening. And it's a bigger problem than betrayal from others. And let me tell you why. In my opinion, self-betrayal opens the door for our acceptance for all kind of bad stuff that slowly destroys us mentally, physically, and spiritually. And in no way can this be a good thing. You guys have heard me before. I always talk about self-confidence, self-love, you know, uplifting each other. But let me explain something to you. When we betray ourselves, there is no way that we are going to flourish physically, mentally, or spiritually. And you guys know that I believe that the total formula for being healthy, it encompasses all of those things. We have to be mentally healthy, physically healthy, and spiritually healthy. So when we're out here betraying ourselves, you know what? Dang the people that are betraying us. What about when we are betraying ourselves? And so that's what we're talking about this evening. We're talking about the consequences of betraying ourselves, you know, so that we are able to see it and we are able to do something about it. And I don't think you can have an honest discussion about self-betrayal without having a clear understanding of loyalty. And I'm going to tell you what, when we look out into this world right now, when we look at social media, we will believe that loyalty is not that common. But I just don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that, you know, loyalty is something that we're going to see less and less. But I went and looked at the definitions of loyalty, and I looked on three different sites. I looked in dictionary.com, Merriam-Webster, and Collins Dictionary. Dictionary.com defines loyalty as the state or quality of being loyal, faithfulness to commitments or obligations. Merriam-Webster defines loyalty as the quality or state or an instance of being loyal. And Collins Dictionary defines loyalty as the quality of staying firm in your friendship or support from someone or something. But what's missing in each of these definitions? Let's be honest. What's missing? It's us. It was interesting that the majority of the definitions that I looked at for loyalty, they spoke on commitment to others, but failed to mention the commitment, the loyalty that you should have to yourself. And that's what even got me thinking even more about this idea of self-betrayal and how it affects each and every single one of us every single day. And before I move forward, I'm going to let you know, I don't believe that anyone has not at one point in their life dealt with the idea of self-betrayal. We just didn't know that that's what it is, because I think it's a very innocent and honest thing to do. But we have to be aware of it. You know, like I always say, we have to know better in order to do better. So what I decided to do is I decided to change the definitions that I just read, and I wanted to point it to us, point it to self. So the first definition I changed, I said the state or quality of being loyal to yourself, faithfulness to your commitments and your obligations. The second one, which was from Merriam-Webster, I said the quality or state or an instance of being loyal to yourself. And then the third one, which I changed from Collins Dictionary, I stated loyalty is the quality of staying firm in your love or confidence in yourself. Because this evening, this show, we're talking about self. We're talking about understanding how loyalty defines self-betrayal. So in short, I decided to make up this definition, and I define self-loyalty as a commitment to living in a manner that positively influences you physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I'm not just talking about living in that manner for a second. I'm not talking about just living in that manner for a minute or an hour. I'm talking about 24/7, all day, every day. And this is not something that is easy to do. And this is sad. It's sad. It is very sad because you know what? People will, what is it? They're going to protest. That's what I call the silent protest. People will go against you for being loyal to yourself, but you have to stick to what you know is right for you so that you don't have to go down the road of self-betrayal. So then I went in and I wanted to look up what the definition of betrayal was. So I went to the same places, people. I went to the same places because, you know, I try to stay consistent. So dictionary.com listed betrayal as to be unfaithful in guarding, maintaining, or fulfilling. Merriam-Webster Dictionary stated the act of betraying someone or something or the fact of being betrayed, violation of a person's trust or confidence, or a moral standard. And Collins Dictionary stated that betrayal is an action which betrays someone or something or the fact of being betrayed. Again, where is the self in this? So I want you to think of the self in that. And then I went in and I defined self-betrayal. And I stated the intentional or inadvertent revelation of the truth about one's actions or thought. In simple terms, not living in your truth. Not living in your truth, which is something that is not promoted today. Not recognizing your greatness is equated to self-betrayal. It's important, again, to remember that this many times is not intentional. It's unintentional. We're not even aware of it. We walk through our life doing what we do when we want to do it, and all we are trying to do is be happy. We're trying to what? We're trying to live our best life, right? What's that song that Lil Duval and Snoop came out with? We just trying to smile, right? I'm not going to say the whole thing. But we just trying to live our best life. And sometimes when we are caught up in trying to live our best life, what we think is our best life, what we have been, you know, falsely, you know, told is our best life, it equates to us living in this blur of self-betrayal. And it could be something that's very simple as not following through with something that needs to be done. But what we fail to realize is that very simple things that seem unimportant can result in large consequences. So I want to give you some examples of that. The first one I thought of is poor time management. You say, oh, you are being so dramatic. I'm not being dramatic. I actually was just having a conversation with my daughter about this morning. Poor time management and what is the end all, what is the consequence of that? Missed opportunity. I just was telling her, you know, when you have poor time management and you're not unorganized and you're not organized, you miss out on opportunities. Or you lose time that you don't need to lose, that you didn't need to lose. You know, we don't recognize that as self-betrayal, but, you know, it is self-betrayal when we're aware that we have issues with that and we don't take the time out to correct those issues. We don't take the time out to practice something differently. And time and time and time again, we find that it negatively affects us in life because we end up not doing what we need to do for ourselves. I'm going to take me, for example, in time management. You know, I try to get every ounce of sleep that I can get. I know that I need to get up a little bit earlier, and I know you think that this may seem extreme, but it really isn't. You know, so when I decide to sleep those extra 30 minutes, when I know that I need to get up, I'm rushing. I don't get a chance to make my lunch. I don't get a chance to make breakfast. There you go. We start my day off. Where now I have to go get lunch, so I'm not getting something as healthy as I would have had I made my lunch. You know, now I'm eating something quick for breakfast that's not giving me the energy that I need to get through the day. You see what I'm saying? The next thing I thought about was failure to use your voice. And I think this is a big one. And this is what I was reminded of when I watched Serena. And I actually watched Serena Williams' match today because I had not seen it. And I had went into, let's shout out to Denny's and Carson, because I had went into Denny's and Carson and I got a salad. And we all were looking at this game. But this part, failure to use your voice, is one of the biggest things or largest things that falls under self-betrayal. We betray ourselves when we fail to use our voice. But a lot of people don't want to use their voice because, you know, they don't want the backlash. You know, Serena could have stayed quiet. She could have stayed quiet, but she knew better. She knew that she was not being honored. She knew that it was not what they were saying it was. And she spoke on it, right? And she claimed her greatness. And she not only claims her greatness, she said, you're going to recognize how great I am. I may not win this match, but you know what? You're going to apologize to me because what you're accusing me of is not what I was doing. Again, failure to use your voice. And when we don't use our voice, we open the doors for mistreatment and for people taking advantage of us. We cannot be fearful of using our voice. You cannot be fearful of using your voice. And people don't even consider it being fearful. People don't, but that's what it is when you don't want to have the conversation because you speak up for yourself, because you don't want the negative feedback. But I will tell you today, and I will continue to tell you, people who are on your team, people who love you, people who want the best for you will allow you to use your voice. They will insist on you using your voice. And it doesn't mean that you're going to say something that they always agree with, but they're going to respect what you say. They're going to hear you, right? They're not going to try to change your mind, unless, of course, it's something that's self-destructive or just plain up not true. But failure to use your voice, I believe, is one of the most self-destructive things about self-betrayal. We have to use our voices. And again, people will make you feel bad about using your voice. When you speak up and when you say, no, this is what I stand for, this is what I'm about, this is what I want, this is not what I want to hear, you know, they'll get upset with you at your response. They'll get upset with you because, you know, you won't be silent. But that's okay. Because you know what, I'm sitting right here because a whole bunch of people use their voices because they did not betray themselves. And in not betraying themselves, they opened the path for me. So that's the second one that I feel that falls under self-betrayal that can be very detrimental to us. Use your voice and do not be ashamed about using your voice. There's so many people who are not ashamed of it. I have this thing when I say, you know, there's so many people who walk around the world and they're unapologetic for who they are. And I'm not talking about the people who are bullying, the people who are being disrespectful. I'm talking about people who carry themselves in a lot of confidence and they speak and they use their voices. And then when somebody else does the same, they get offended. Well, I'm a believer. Just like the next person can walk through life in confidence and use their voice in respect, I believe that I can do that. And sometimes you just have to do that. You have to, and it doesn't matter what the feedback is going to be, especially when someone does not have your best interest at heart. So I do want you to consider that one. And the third one that I wrote down was failure to understand your greatness, which falls under self-betrayal. Failure to understand that you came into this world exactly how you should have, looking how you should, sounding how you should, walking how you should, all of those things. That's how you came here, just like that. And when we fail to recognize that, we betray ourselves. We open the door, again, for people to treat us poorly. We open the door to seeking affirmation from the incorrect sources. And sometimes those sources are unhealthy, and sometimes they're self-destructive. Because now we're looking for affirmation outside of self. We're looking for somebody to tell us that we're great. We're looking for somebody to, you know, remind us that we're great. We're not walking in our greatness. And if that's not self-betrayal, I don't know what is. I had a conversation with my coworker today about this very thing, about not apologizing for wanting to do better, about not apologizing for wanting to be better and accepting better. And, you know, when you are in your life and you are around people who support you and understand that you need to walk in your greatness just like they need to walk in their greatness, they encourage you to do so. But see, we have to believe that within ourselves. We have to believe that we are great. I'm not talking about just believing, you know, a conceit in that I'm better than her. I firmly believe that when we understand, right, that we are masterpieces. What are masterpieces? Masterpieces are one of a kind. When we understand that we are one of a kind, but we are still a masterpiece, we are still valuable, we came into this world just how we should, then we have less of a desire to seek affirmation that's superficial from other people. I was looking at this thing with Kay Michelle, the singer. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but she had got the butt implants, and then she found out that they basically were killing her. What's crazy is this woman already had a wonderful body. She already had a great body, and she took it a step further. And years later, after putting these foreign substances in her body, she finds out that it's poisoning her. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happens to everybody, but why do you feel the need to do that? Why do you feel the need to conform to something that society, that people in society are saying that you should have? Be happy with yourself. Understand that you are great. Right? Understand your greatness. Do not betray yourself. And it's so funny because I was thinking about it. You know, when people betray us, we get, you know, we are serious about things. I mean, technically, I guess that's what Cardi B felt when she threw that shoe at Nicki, but, you know, you didn't hear that from me. It was a sense of, you know, how dare you talk about my baby. No, you're not supposed to act like that. But, you know, when people do things that hurt us, that piss us off, we act crazy. You know, we act out because betrayal is no joke. Betrayal hurts at every single level, at every single degree. We get hurt. But it's so funny how we easily betray ourselves and we don't even think about it. We don't even think about it. I always say we are our worst critics, but we don't even think about it. I think one of the biggest examples also that I see is that, you know what? Every single person knows what they need to do in life, you know, to be happy, to sometimes get the things that they want, but they won't because sometimes it takes a little bit more work. Sometimes you're going to lose a little bit of sleep. Sometimes you're going to have to, you know, work a little harder, and people just don't want to do it. But then they get upset when they don't have the results that they want, when they don't accomplish the things that they want to accomplish. Well, we have to stop betraying ourselves for the sake, right, for the sake of just we just don't feel like it. So these are just a few examples of self-betrayal that I wanted to share with you, but I actually separated them down into three categories. I separated them, as I say, into physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of self-betrayal. And the first one is physical. The first one is physical. We see this every single day. You know, I said here, ask yourself, do you overindulge or underindulge in things that result in your inability to perform at your best? Do you do things that take away from you physically and you know it? It is amazing to me how many people know exactly what their bodies need in order to perform properly, but they're unwilling to do it. And it's funny because sometimes we physically betray ourselves and we say it's because, you know, we're saving ourselves from neglecting ourselves. But no, you're not. It's so many people, I see this every single day. You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do so your back will stop hurting. You know what you need to do so your blood pressure will go down. You know what you need to do so you can get that diabetes under control. You know what you need to do so you can lose those 10 pounds you want to lose. No one is telling you you got to lose it, but you say you want to lose it. You know what you need to do so that you can get better sleep at night, but you don't do it. You don't do it. And you suffer for it. I suffer for it. It took me years. I gave up medicine well over a year ago. Yay. But people, you know, they're like, oh, there you go. Everybody who gives a meat say it's the healthiest thing in their life. But you know what? I had stomach issues for years with my digestive system. And I knew, because you know what, a doctor, actually more than one doctor, had told me what I needed to do. And I didn't do it. And I continued to eat in a manner that continued to make me sick, that continued to break my body down. You know, I'm not a motivational speaker. You know, I gave up meat. I gave up dairy. There's things that I gave up because it made me feel better once I did it. You think I don't miss it? I want a scoop of ice cream. I want a steak sometimes. But I'm going to tell you what, I want to be physically capable to keep up with my daughter. I want to hope that I can make it to see her have kids. I want to have a life that's not just long, but a life of quality. And so I had to commit to myself. But let me tell you what's sad. Let me tell you about my self-betrayal. I had to commit to myself after I ended up in the ER and taken off of work for almost a week in pain. That's when I decided to commit to myself. And I'm saying, why do we have to go there? I knew every time I put something in my mouth that I wasn't supposed to, what was going to happen. But you know what? I didn't want to neglect myself of the taste. So, of course, it's bigger than that. But that's how I betrayed my body. I betrayed my body like that. Because you know what? I believed it. I fell for the okey-doke. Right? I didn't want to sacrifice because I looked at the sacrifice as a negative instead of a positive. And guess what? I got the consequences that I got. But I knew better. I knew better. And so that's just one way that we physically betray ourselves. But that's a big thing. You remember I said we align ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. So ask yourself, do you like your inner self, or are you secretly ashamed and trying to hide the inner you? You know what makes you happy physically. Are you ashamed of that? Why don't you commit to that? You know, a lot of people make fun of people who start getting on these health kicks, but you know, you really do feel better. I tell people all the time, you do what you want to do with your life. But if you know what you need to do in order to physically be healthy and you don't do it, I'm asking you and I'm asking you to ask yourself, why? Why do you continue to betray yourself? I know you may not see it as that, but that's exactly what it is. You're betraying yourself. I did it. I still do it sometimes because, you know, I have a weakness for Doritos. But every time I eat them, they make me sick. But I still, every now and then, stick them in my mouth and eat them, and I suffer the consequences. So the next category I want to talk is mental. And I think that this is a big one. And a lot of people will walk around and they're doing everything. Like I said, I gave up the meat. You know, I try to get in the gym. I make my little shake in the morning. But then I'm, you know, what's the point if you're mentally unstable? What's the point if you have psychological issues that you don't address? What's the point if you feed yourself mentally with crap every single day, day in and day out, and you don't take the time out to put some positive stuff inside of you? And then you wonder why you think the way that you think. You allow people to come around you that are negative, that are always gossiping, that actually get pleasure out of other people's suffering. And that's what they bring to you. That's what they bring to the table with you. And you wonder, right, why you don't feel good inside. These are the things that we have to be aware of. Betraying ourselves mentally. How do you betray yourself mentally? Inundating yourself with negativity. And that's at a sensory level, too. And when I say at a sensory level, I say the things that you look at. So that's what you see, right? That's what you hear, which, you know, all of that. Think about, how do you feed yourself mentally? And you wonder why you can't sleep. I mean, this is nothing new. I'm asking you, I'm telling you to go and Google it. Go Google it. You don't believe me. Go Google it for yourself. Don't, you know, hell, go get a Britannica. They still around somewhere. But there are studies, you know, there are studies that show that what we put in our body, not just physically but mentally, affect, right? Affect our mood, affect how we are, affect our outlook on life. You know, I keep telling everyone, you know, we have to stay up to date on what's going on in the world. But you know what? There is a limit, right? There is a limit to the craziness that they show on TV all dang day, politically, entertainment-wise. It's a limit. So what I'm telling you to do is watch that. Do not, again, betray yourself, you know, thinking that, you know, oh, you know, I'm just watching it. I had to think that even with me. You know, I get caught up with SVU. I was just talking to my friend about that. I will watch some Law and Order SVU hour after hour after hour, to the point where one day I'm driving in a car, I'm looking in the trunk of this person's car on the freeway, and I'm like, I wonder if there's somebody in that trunk. But, I mean, in all honesty, just think about me watching all these detective shows 24/7, you know, first 48 hours, all these shows that I watch. It really does affect how I look at things. It really did, and I had to kind of cut back on that. And then the last thing, self-betrayal, the last category is spiritually. Do you betray yourself spiritually? Do you step out of your own integrity to accommodate someone or something else? I think that's a big one too, because people are trying to act, have you do all kind of things. And there's a limit. There are boundaries. Again, do you step out of your own integrity to accommodate someone or something else? And when you put all these together, what I'm going to say is, you know in your gut, you know in your gut what you need to feed yourself positively, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So I'm asking you to think about why you don't always align yourself with what you need. And I'm talking about what you need, not always what you want. Because, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we want that we sure to hell do not need. And we know it. We know it. Well, how about this? I'm not going to speak for you. I know it. I know when I don't need stuff, but I want it. You know? I know when I need to keep my behind at home, but I just want to get out in those streets, and then I get home, it's too late, and I suffer the whole next day. You know, I know when I need to put the phone down and turn over and go to sleep, but I don't. I continue on the YouTube looking at post after post until I don't get enough sleep in the night. I mean, those are very minor things, but I mean, we all do it. I do it. And we all know what we need to do for ourselves. And we also know that what we want is not always aligned with what we need. A lot of times what we want is not anywhere close to what we need. I'm being honest with you, especially if we have not pulled together the way that we think. Especially if we haven't pulled together the way that we think. Especially if we're not aware of the idea of self-betrayal and how we fall into that. You know, a lot of times it's stuff that we know dang well that we shouldn't be doing this, we shouldn't be talking to this person, we shouldn't be going here, and we go. And then when there's a negative outcome, we're shocked. Our feelings are hurt. We're angry. But we knew, you know, we're mad at ourselves. And so that's what I'm talking about this evening, about self-betrayal. It's a high cost to pay. I read an article. It says you lose touch with your own intuition, your inner voice. Remember when I said about your gut instinct and your moral compass? What is the high cost of self-betrayal, right? You become indecisive. You lose a sense of self-respect and self-confidence because you accept stuff that you know you shouldn't be accepting of yourself, how you treat yourself, and you accept stuff from other people that you know that you shouldn't be accepting, right? You develop a tendency towards dishonesty and inauthenticity. I know you're taken aback by that one. That means, you know, you start to cover up the stuff that's happening because you've been betraying yourself. The consequences come out. You don't want other people to know. You lie to yourself. You lie to the people around you. You make up a reason why what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing when it isn't. You sabotage your own success, right? You become resentful. You allow others to determine the trajectory of your life. These are just, it's a cost. It's a cost that we can't afford. We can't afford it. So how do we dig ourselves out of the self-betrayal hole? First and foremost, I'll tell you this, and I'll tell it to you every single time, and I've already said it. You have to believe you were born perfectly imperfect. Your walk in greatness is different from the next person's. It may look different, but it is still great, and it still matters. Who you are matters. Just how you are, just how you look, just how you came in this world. Stop looking at other people, looking at them, and coveting what they have. You may not have gotten that, but what you have is fine. Work with it. Make it the best that it can be. Next, let your actions align with who you are, not with who you think others want you to be. Again, don't betray yourself for the sake of trying to walk in somebody else's greatness. That is their path, not yours. You have your own walk in greatness, and as long as you try to walk in somebody else's greatness, it's not going to work. Walk in your own greatness. Be true to yourself. And then my third thing, last but not least, is forgive yourself. There is not one person who has not participated in self-betrayal, including myself, and it's okay. But we have to be aware of it so we can, when it is occurring, and then we can change it. I know it seems really dramatic, but it really isn't. There's a lot of things out there that's dramatic, but this is not one of them. You have to commit to yourself. You have to be loyal to yourself. And I'm going to tell you, when you learn to be loyal to yourself, when you learn to commit to yourself, when you learn to stop betraying yourself, it'll be really hard for somebody else to betray you, because you're not even going to put yourself in that situation. And I know it's easier said than done. We have bills to pay. We have lives to live. We have family to take care of. I'm not telling you just to walk out on that job, but when you know that your heart is not there and it's no longer making you happy, you know, fine. But you know what? Take the action you need to move on. So, no, you don't just quit your job and you leave, but you make a plan and you stick to that plan and you commit to that plan. And nobody said the plan is going to be easy. No one says the commitment to self is easy, because it is not. You want to know why? Because you're a masterpiece. Masterpieces are worth a lot. Take up a lot of energy. So you're worth it. So this evening, I hope that you are able to walk away with something. I hope that you can share this with someone. Self-betrayal is real. The power of self-betrayal is real. A lot of times we're so focused on betrayal from other people that we not even treating our own selves as good as we expect other people to treat us. Right? We have all these expectations about how somebody should treat us, and then we get, you know, we walking through the world every day dogging our own selves out, betraying our own selves, not committing to our greatness, not committing to our true self. Walking in somebody else's greatness, envying what somebody else has. You can read all the books in the world. You can listen to all the podcasts in the world. But this is something you're going to have to dig deep in for yourself. I can't tell you how to do it. I can just tell you to think about it. Think about some of the things that I'm saying. Really take them in and find your way. Because everybody's path is not the same. Everybody's walk in greatness is not the same. It's just not. I just hope that I just put a little light in your head to make you want to say, you know what, I deserve this. You don't have to apologize for recognizing your greatness, because recognizing your greatness does not align with conceit. It does not align with being disrespectful to someone or bullying someone. And I just don't agree with that. I don't believe that. The more that I walk into my greatness, the more that I see greatness in other people, the more I understand that I have to stop the cycle of self-betrayal. And it's hard. It's hard because sometimes you will lose people. But I'm going to tell you what, sometimes it's better to lose other folks than to lose yourself, right? And that's all I have to say about that one. So I found this quote in a book called Love and Betrayal, and it states, by courageously confronting the inevitable abandonments, rejection, and betrayals that life brings us, we can heal the hurt of our heart, discover new aspects of ourselves, and find a greater degree of safety in relationships and in life. Betrayal in its many forms can become, in effect, the unwelcome rite of passage that ushers us towards a brighter understanding of what love is and what love isn't. And I want to add to that and what self-love is, what helps love grow and what destroys it. This evening, I want you to really think about that. I want you to think about what you need to do in order to reduce the idea of self-betrayal in your life. It's not going to come overnight. We deal with it every single day. But, you know, we have to stop living in a world that supports us betraying ourselves. And we have to start making a world that supports us uplifting ourselves and doing what we're supposed to do for ourselves in order to live the best life possible, physically, mentally, and spiritually. As I say every single time I have a show, I really appreciate your support. Again, I want you to really do your best to support DJ Third Degree. Again, he has a show, Hot for the Streets Drive Time Mix, and that is going to be Monday and Wednesday from 5 to 6. And then he has a show called the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show on Fridays from 7 to 9. You know what? Go ahead and log on. If you log on to www.blogtalk.com/waterradio, you'll be able to go ahead and listen to him on these days and also support the other shows. You know, it's not the norm. No, it's not gossipy. No, we're not giving you the latest fights and the latest drama in the world, but, you know, we're giving you something better. We're giving you something better that's going to uplift you and make you feel great about yourself and make you want to walk in your greatness. I'm going to go ahead and log off a little early because we have DJ Third Show following this show. I hope that everybody has a wonderful evening, and if you have heard it from nowhere else, remember that you are wonderful, you are fabulous, you are fantastic, you are phenomenal, and most importantly, you are perfect exactly the way that you are. Have a great evening, everybody.